Members of the Al-Qaeda-linked group, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, have confessed to having direct links with Saudi Arabia. An Iraqi channel has aired confessions of members of the militant group admitting to having ties with Riyadh. In the Al-Fakh TV broadcast, ISIL insurgents also confessed to Saudi Arabia's role in terrorist attacks in a number of Iraqi provinces. One of the members says a Saudi military official ordered him to carry out several attacks. Iraq has arrested a large number of insurgents during several operations recently. This comes as the Iraqi army and Sunni tribesmen continue their fight against ISIL militants. Iraq is experiencing its worst cycle of violence since 2008, with Al-Qaeda-linked militants flexing their muscles on Baghdad's doorstep. Let's go to London and talk to Sabah Jawad, director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation Welcome Service. Mr. Jawad, first of all, in what position does this revelation by ISIL insurgents put Saudi Arabia?
Recently, there's been increasing evidence and confession by some captured jihadis, and not only in Iraq, but in Syria as well. And some of them are senior army officers from Saudi Arabia. So the role of Saudi Arabia is becoming much more obvious now in regard to Iraq situation and Syria, and also increasingly Lebanon as well. This is actually a desperate attempt by the Saudi regime to kind of like stay in power against all odds, against modern time, basically. And we've seen many stories in Iraq recently. In fact, even the arrested MP accused of involvement in what's happening in Anbar province, Ahmed Al-Alwani, was some evidence on his mobile telephone that he has some link with the services, Saudi intelligence services, including Bandarban Sultan. So there are mounting evidence of the involvement of Saudi regimes. They are desperate to secure things. And they failed. And you know, when these people fail, we know what happened to the Emir of Qatar and the Prime Minister of Qatar. So there are now expectations that Bandarban Sultan, who is in Washington at the moment,
Now, Mr. Jawad,
for medical reasons.
Right, Mr. Jawad, how will this revelation shape the West's position, and how will it affect the upcoming Geneva II talks?
Well, I mean, these people are trying, the Saudi regime, trying to gain some ground before the Geneva conference. They are losing miserably, and they are not gaining ground. In fact, we see their groups are fighting among each other in Syria, and they are not succeeding in Lebanon and not succeeding in anywhere else for that matter. So they are in dire political situation, and which is leading to speculation that we are going to witness soon some changes in the Ministry of Interior and the foreign ministries and intelligence operators in Saudi Arabia. Very shortly, according to Al Akhbar newspaper, we've been speculating today.
All right. Sabah Jawad, Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.